Chris Brown in for John Murphy here on the John Murphy Show on a Friday. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Donald Jones alongside me. John Murphy Show presented by Napa Auto Parts. And as we were talking in the first segment about news of the day here at One Bills Drive, it is the fact that the Bills match the offer sheet for Ryan Groy that was signed by the Los Angeles Rams, presented to Groy by the Los Angeles Rams. And joining us on the line right now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline is Ryan Groy, who's locked up with the Buffalo Bills for the next couple of years. Ryan, good afternoon. Is it a good Friday for you?
It's a great Friday. It is.
Hey, man, what were your thought process when all of this stuff is happening? I mean, first you get the tender, and then now all of a sudden another team comes in, they make an offer, the Bills have to match it. The Bills didn't match it right away. They took a couple of days. What was your thought process during all of this?
You know, I was just trying to stay calm. You know, I had no idea what was going to happen. Truly no idea. You know, obviously, Aaron Cromer was at the Rams. That's who I played with. You know, he was offensive line coach with the Bills last year. And then Juan Castillo is the O-line coach here. And I know that I have history with both of them, know them both very well. And I didn't know what was going to happen. You know, it was crazy.
It's nuts because as a restricted free agent, it really is kind of a restrictive situation. Though in this particular instance, you had some measure of say because mm-hmm. once that offer sheet comes to you, now the ball's kind of in your court at least to at least pick a direction, you know, which you did.
Yeah.
And obviously it's better money. Let's sign the thing. But so you do that. But then the ball, after you sign it, is not in your court anymore.
Yeah,
is it kind of weird?
Yeah.
Like your head kind of spins because I've got control, now I don't have control. It just seems like a bizarre thing to kind of mentally process while you're waiting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a roller coaster ride, no doubt about it. I mean, it was like one day we're discussing with a couple different teams and trying to get, you know, the money right, this and that, and then we sign it, like you said, and all of a sudden it's not in our decision anymore. We have no control over it. And then the other thing was that I was undrafted, so it's not like the Bills, had they let me go to another team, they wouldn't have gotten anything in compensation. So that was another part where it was like, I really don't know what's going to happen now, you know?
Ryan, when you signed the offer, did you start looking at homes and the taxes and the prices in L.A. and say, whoa, I don't know about that?
It's almost double out there.
Yes, I did. Oh, my gosh. And it's not like New York state income tax is very cheap in itself, but California is a whole new ballgame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think New York state, for the pro athlete tax, it's like 8.8, but California is almost 14.
That's crazy.
Almost 14.
Man.
Yeah. Yep.
And you're from a small town. You were like, you know what? I don't know about LA. I think I'll just go ahead back to Buffalo.
Now, you mentioned the chatter. You mentioned the chatter, Ryan, after, you know, the tender's placed on you. There's no compensation, so that had to probably look attractive to a lot of teams. How busy was your agent the first, you know, few days after the qualifying offer went on you from the Bills? I mean, you don't have to name teams, but I'm just kind of curious as to how busy the phones were for your agent.
We were busy. We were busy. I mean, we had a lot of inquiries, at least. You know, it got down to three or four teams talking, you know, offers. And then at the end of it, it was two teams that really were battling hard. And, you know, we ended up picking the Rams. But obviously, you know, I'm jacked up to be back with the Bills. So,
and now that now that you're coming back to Buffalo, have you had a chance to speak to everyone? Doug, Coach McDermott, Juan Castillo, everyone?
Talked to Juan. I talked to I just texted Doug yesterday and told him thank you. You know, I'm happy to be back. But that's really about it. I know they're all busy and, you know, didn't want to take up too much of their time, but you know, I'm super pumped up to be back.
Yeah, and I mean that was really the final step in this whole process. The Bills had to step up to keep you in the fold. How did it feel to see a team, when pressed to make that kind of decision, step up and really kind of put their best foot forward and say, yeah, we do want you here?
It was great. I mean, it felt really good, honestly. I mean, I gave all I could last year. I did whatever I could, you know, for the team. And it felt good that, you know, I think that they saw that. And I think that they know that I'm going to continue to work hard and do whatever I can for the team and whatever I need to in this situation.
Now, I know you said do everything you can for the team and everything you can and need for the situation.
Donald's got a lobbying effort that he's working on.
I'm not even talking about that. But when you go into every year, are you trying to push for a starting spot, even though you know the guys that right now are on the, you know, in the starting spots?
Well, absolutely. And that's what was different about the whole situation was I would go into any of these other teams and I'd be a starter. And that was, you know, here, obviously I'm not going to go in and, you know, on paper right now, I'm not a starter. But of course you're going to go to try to, you know, try to go in and start. It's not like I'm not going and, you know, fight for a backup job. Just not my nature to do, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to fight to be second best, but, you know, go in and do what I can and obviously push the guys ahead of me and make the team better.
I know a lot has been made over the last year or so. Obviously, when the Bills last offseason were able to keep Richie and Cordy in the fold with new contracts, you know, a lot was made about the continuity up front, and that certainly paid dividends, you know, as evidenced by some of the production you guys were able to have on the offensive yep. side of the ball last year, being a top 10 scoring team, a top rushing team, a top 6 red zone team. But I think what's kind of gone by the board here in this offseason is what's been done with the line depth. You know, and I'm not saying that you can't be a starter this year. That could very well happen if you put together a nice camp. But when you think about you being back in the fold now, Dukas being added, you know, as a
yep.
as probably a swing guard, you know, for lack of a better description, not seeing him in this mix totally yet. Patrick Lewis is here now for a full offseason. What can be said, at least in your mind, knowing the guys like you do, about not only the front five, so to speak, but the line depth that is now here on this roster?
I mean, it's great. It's even nothing like we had last year. I mean, to anybody else, I wasn't known name last year. We didn't have Patrick Lewis yet. We had just had a lot of unknowns, and now we have a lot of guys with a lot of experience. I mean, Vlad's played a lot of ball. Pat Lewis has played a lot of ball. Even Quanjo.
Right.
I've started 10 games. You know, we have a lot of experience now, and we have, you know, we've gotten to know each other so well that it's going to be fun. It'll be fun to watch for sure.
Now, Coach Rick Dennison comes over with that zone running scheme, play action, down the field type of offense. When
yep.
you're running that zone running scheme, how different is that from what you guys ran last year from an offensive line standpoint?
Not a whole lot different. I mean, we had a lot of that in the playbook. You know, we ran a lot of that stuff in camp and, you know, this and that. And it's not like we can't do it. We had set up a lot of stuff by running power, running inside zone instead of outside zone. But no, I mean, I think that we'll be fine doing it. You know, we have a good line. We have a big offensive line, but we're very versatile. So I think we'll be able to do whatever they throw at us.
I want to get an expert opinion on this, since you can answer this intelligently, because I was at the combine a few weeks ago, and some people, you know, in the Denver media were coming up to me and talking to me about Dennison's offense and saying, you know, I don't know if, you know, Shady's skill set really matches what they're doing. And I'm thinking to myself, Shady on a stretch play with
right.
multiple
exactly.
hole options? That seems pretty. I mean, I'm not a coach, but that
exactly.
seems like a pretty good thing to me.
That's
can you
want.
Just maybe
did
confirm?
Did you ever watch him with the Eagles?
Well, I mean, can
all
you?
They did.
I know. Yeah. So can you just confirm that for me so I feel better about what my thoughts are compared to what these people were telling me?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I mean, back in when he played for Philadelphia, that's all they did was run outside zone, and I mean, you're just making room for Shady to work. And the big question was he could he get used to running gap schemes when he got here? Because we run a lot of gap schemes,
mm-hmm.
and he's more of an outside zone back. So no, I think this is his bread and butter. I mean, he's gonna thrive in this offense. It's going to be awesome.
I mean, that must have been the guy sitting next to you that everybody in that room could hear.
Oh, what a loudmouth, man. Holy cow. I'm like, are you serious? You got to be kidding me to think he's not. I mean, I think we all agree that, I mean, LeSean is kind of a universal fit for just about whatever you want to do. But I almost think that this scheme might be even better.
Better than what he was running last year.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, do you
see
that?
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
When you look at it, they brought they brought in some extra backs, a new fullback who can catch the ball out of the backfield. They also brought in Mike Tolbert, who I don't know if you know him, but he's going to be a lot of personality in the locker room. Is that something that you feel like you guys need a little bit more personality and leadership in that locker room?
Absolutely. You know, anytime you're mixing up, having fun, I mean, it brings out personalities in everybody. And, you know, I think we'll bring a great leadership aspect where it's not, you know, we'll goof around when it's time to goof around, but, you know, we'll lock in and get the business when it's time to. And I think that that's important. I think that's what we kind of lose right now and what we're struggling with right, you know, the last 2 years is, you know, we got to lock it in at certain times, and that's what we've kind of been missing.
And then I know that, you know, the team has lost a couple of receivers here who were pretty accomplished blockers and helped in the run game, guys like Robert Woods. But now you've got these fullback pieces, you know, in Tolbert and in DeMarco. I mean, who's gone to the Pro Bowl each of the last 2 years as a fullback on the NFC side.
And been to each of the last two Super Bowls.
Right. And so you look at, you know, different roles can come from different places. I would imagine that Coach Dennison is the kind of coordinator that can probably move those parts around and execute those blocking responsibilities, even though you might not have receivers that, you know, you have receivers now that are probably unknowns in that department. Do you feel like the fullbacks that you guys have added can maybe pick up that slack, so to speak?
Absolutely. You know, from what I've seen, they're both very versatile guys, and, you know, they can do a little bit of everything. So, I mean, maybe throwing both of them in, you know, maybe putting, you know, one guy in certain situations, one guy in another, but of course, it's going to help with blocking. I mean, they can do a little bit of everything, so it's not like they're just one-trick ponies. You know, I think they'll work out great.
Awesome. And we'd be remiss if we did not ask, how far in your bracket do you have Wisconsin going?
Right.
Going all the way.
Okay.
We're going all the way.
Well, now that you're locked up, man, hopefully you can get back up here today. Maybe you can see the game tomorrow here in Buffalo.
Yeah, you got to try to score some tickets. They're going to be here. Yeah, they're here on Saturday.
Saturday.
Koenig was lighting it up last night. He eight threes, right? He was unbelievable.
That was awesome.
And I know you said you don't even watch Wisconsin basketball that much. So are you watching
a whole lot. Yeah, I watch March Madness. That's about it. About as much basketball as I watch.
Yeah, man. Woods, I don't know. That's like a bandwagon fan, almost. You only watch when they're in the tournament.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, Ryan, thanks for giving us some time here in the off season. We always appreciate it. But there was good news to share, so we wanted to get you on and have you share it with us. So we're glad you're back in the fold. We look forward to seeing you here in the not-too-distant future.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.